It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, the Senate voted down two competing health care proposals to address expiring enhanced tax credits for the Affordable Care Act.
The deadlock on the Democratic and Republican proposals leaves millions of Americans in limbo as ACA subsidies are set to expire at the end of the year and health care premium costs are expected to rise sharply.
This creates new uncertainty for people who rely on the ACA marketplace for their health insurance, like Sarah Benferrato of Madison.
Benferrato anticipates a big premium jump next year. Here's a listen.
It's just very concerning and anxiety-inducing that it seems like all of a sudden I could be told, oh yeah, you have to pay hundreds of dollars more a month to get health insurance that might not even cover all of your health, you know, needs, costs.
To get us up to speed, we're joined now by Julie Appleby, senior correspondent at KFF Health News. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So two proposals voted down. Where does this leave people in the marketplace right now?
So it leaves them still kind of confused about what's going on. It looks increasingly unlikely that these enhanced subsidies will be extended, at least not before they expire at the end of the year. But let's just be clear, these are enhanced subsidies that were made more generous during the COVID era. Subsidies themselves are still going to exist. They're just going to be smaller and less generous. And so people can still get a subsidy. It's just going to be a smaller amount. And some people who earn more than four times the federal poverty level, however, will not be able to qualify for any subsidy at all. So it really kind of varies where people are at. And I've been talking to some folks who are shopping, and some are still waiting. They're holding out. They want to wait and see if Congress does something. But time is rapidly sort of ticking down for that to happen.
Right. I mean, lawmakers have until basically next week to find a fix. What does that mean, especially when people are trying to meet a deadline? Here in Wisconsin, Monday is the deadline if you want your insurance to start January 1.
That is correct. That's true in most states. December 15th is the deadline for coverage starting January 1. But remember, the open enrollment lasts until January 15th. But, you know, some folks then might not get coverage till February 1st. A lot of people were auto re-enrolled if they already had coverage. They need to pay their bills. A lot of people need to pay their bills. So those are going to be coming up. But they may be auto enrolled. But still, most folks suggest that people at least go on the website, update their information, and see what level of subsidy they may be getting next year and what their premium prices are and what the various choices are. And we're already seeing that. I looked up some numbers for Wisconsin, and there's some numbers out nationally, and I pulled these from the national statistics. And it looks like there's about 4,000 fewer people who've touched their or newly enrolled or changed their plan this year compared with the same time last year. But it's still really early to tell what the effect will be on enrollment overall.
So there are differing policy positions that are being advanced by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and, by the way, in both chambers of Congress. Can you give us a top line takeaways on these proposals and what they would have done?
Yeah, the Democratic side wanted to extend the existing enhanced subsidies as is. Some of the proposals for 2 years, some were for three. The one that got voted down yesterday was for 3 years. The Republicans have had a variety of different ideas. The one that was voted on yesterday would have created some additional funding for what are called health savings accounts. It wouldn't have extended the enhanced subsidies, but it would have granted people who are 18 to 49, about $1,000 a year, and people who are 50 to 65, about $1,500 a year into these sort of tax-free health savings accounts that they could then use for certain medical costs. But the catch on that one was they had to enroll in a high deductible plan, either a catastrophic plan or a bronze plan. And those, the average bronze plan deductible, for example, is about $7,500 a year. So that's the amount that you have to spend before your full coverage kicks in. So these plans came with pretty high deductibles, but this money would have helped pay for some of that.
KFF, your organization, did a poll last month that says 74% of Americans support an extension of the enhanced premium tax credits. You know, what is your takeaway? Does that support for subsidies matter politically now on Capitol Hill?
I think you're seeing that. I think you're seeing a lot of moderate Republicans, especially in competitive districts, that are very concerned about this. Many of them have said that they may vote for a proposal in the House that would bring some of this forward in the House as well, but it remains to be seen what happens. But, it's not entirely too late. They could take some action. It might not happen until January. But what the state folks are telling me, at least, many states, about 20 states, run their own state-based marketplace. And they say they can adjust their marketplaces, but it might take a week or two. Let's say that they do approve some kind of enhanced tax credit for next year eventually. They could adjust them, but the results might not be seen for a little while. But that is still a possibility. But again, I think it reflects on some of the concern in some of these districts that a lot of people rely on these subsidies to get coverage.
Julie, thank you for the update. That is Julie Appleby, senior correspondent at KFF Health News. Now we turn to Wisconsin with Allison Espeseth, director of Covering Wisconsin. It's a free navigator that helps consumers enroll in and understand the ACA marketplace and Medicaid. Allison, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
What have you been hearing from Wisconsinites navigating open enrollment right now? What's the latest?
Really a lot of similar things to what was just shared, which is, people have a lot of questions about what changes might happen and if they should wait. And one of the things as a navigator agency we are really strongly encouraging is, please don't wait. Please go ahead, take action. It's really important to go ahead and actively go into healthcare.gov to see what your options are, see what is available to you, and get covered.
Are you seeing some lagging numbers this year compared to last in terms of getting enrolled or re-enrolled?
It's interesting. I would say that our incoming phone calls and web chat traffic is really similar to what it was last year. What we are seeing are people who are talking to us, making an appointment, but really not sure if they want to pull the trigger. They're just taking their time.
Mm-hmm. What impact will these enhanced health insurance premium subsidies that are expiring have on the plans that you're seeing for Wisconsin residents and the people you work with?
Well, so one of the things that was just shared, and I'll reiterate, is that it's really important to know that the premium tax credits, or this financial help, for many people still exists. So what is changing is that there were, over the past several years, expanded premium tax credits. Those are set to go away after the end of this year. What some people will see there, and well, yes, many people are going to see changes in their health coverage costs. We are seeing some folks who are seeing maybe not as big a change as they thought. In rare cases, maybe it's actually gone down. So again, it's so important just for people to take active, be proactive and to go in to actually see what is available to them, what their situation for next year will present.
So in terms of navigating people through this process, what has changed since last year as a navigator?
A lot more concerns. We, as I mentioned, folks are coming to us concerned about whether they should actually take the coverage now or they should wait. We haven't seen that in the past. And for navigators, that means maybe multiple touches per consumer, as opposed to somebody coming in, getting an appointment with us, and we take care of it. Now we might have people who come in, want to take their time, come back, think about it. A lot more questions. And one of the things we're trying to let people know, again, is just please do talk to us and talk to other enrollment help if you need help just figuring out what your options are. Don't just assume that things are going to be too expensive and you're just going to stay away. Navigators really take the time to help people understand the costs and benefits of taking coverage versus not taking coverage, and really looking at the bigger picture of taking care of your health, taking care of your finances, and not just for yourself, but for your whole family.
And Allison, for clarity, what happens if someone doesn't take action on Monday?
Yeah, so as was mentioned, so the first deadline that's coming up is December 15th. And that is to make sure that you have coverage that starts on January 1st. And that said, open enrollment does go through January 15th. So there is time. Just know that if you wait until January 15th, your coverage wouldn't start until February 1st. And also, if there are any changes that happen at the federal level with any kind of votes that may happen on the premium tax credits and expanding them or enhancing them again, we expect and anticipate that there would be some sort of guidance given to consumers about how they might take advantage of that, whether it means going back in or something happening kind of on the back end.
Are you concerned about lapses in coverage even for a month, or that there are maybe uncounted people who are simply opting out of coverage altogether in this uncertainty over premium cost increases?
So confusion about health coverage and policies and what it all means, even just the different terms, always causes and can result in folks going without. That can always be a barrier. People just find it overwhelming, which is exactly why navigators exist in the first place, is to simplify this process and just to kind of walk alongside a consumer in looking at what it all means and what it is really the best choice for them.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Appreciate the update.
Yeah, sure thing. Thank you.
Allison Espeseth is Director of Covering Wisconsin. It's a free navigator program within UW-Madison Extension. It helps consumers enroll in and understand the ACA marketplace, insurance, and Medicaid. Earlier, we spoke with Julie Appleby, a senior correspondent at KFF Health News, about the deadlock over competing proposals to address rising health care premiums and expanded tax subsidies under the ACA. Here in Wisconsin, as you just heard, Monday is the deadline for coverage to start January 1.